It's a live Music Friday here on WKAR's Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Joshua Davis is all set to go here for one more performance. Tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear next, Josh.
I'm going to play a song called The House of Princes. It's from my most recent album called The Miracle of Birds.
The Miracle of Birds, The House of Princes. Joshua Davis on WKAR.
Wedding songs drifted to the streets of the house of princes. A wind rose up and blew the clouds back home to rest. We gather in the garden in the midday heat in the house of princes. A silhouette of Jerusalem's sage danced like a drunken guest in the house of princes. With two candles intertwined in the house of princes. Down at the picket line in the house of princes, standing in the orchard side by side. Oh, what a welcome! What a welcome for the bride. We walk down through the fields in the house, well, in the house of princes. On my left, the ancient crooked trees. Olive oil anointed the shields in the house of princes. On my right, perfect lines of soldiers stood at ease, the house of princes. With two candles intertwined in the house of princes. Down at the picket line in the house of princes. Standing in the orchard side by side. Yeah, how could I greet my Sabbath bride in the house of princes, with the tear gas and the stones up above? Before the gas could cloud my eyes in the house of princes, I caught a glimpse of her weeping for lost love. Well, her tears fell on this broken world, filled upon the flags unfurled. Filled upon my left and right, filled the darkness and the light, filled all sense of pleasure and pain. Oh, the holy and profane, filled upon all my hands and face, filled right down in this sacred place. All the sacred people here fed upon each other's fear. I saw three lonely stars appear. It was a cold, clear night in the house of princes. I'm talking with my baby on the phone, so far away. The stars were shining this sweet light the house of princes. I watched the blockades flicker through a thousand shades of gray.
Joshua Davis, live here in WKAR Studio S on a live Music Friday on Current State here. Man, you make it look easy. Wow.
Thanks so much.
How hard have you worked to get this good? I mean, do you feel like you really, I mean that seriously. I mean, some people just spend years trying to get anywhere near as good as you are. How hard have you worked to be able to do what you can do?
I appreciate you saying so. You know, I've been a full-time, performing songwriter for over 15 years. And that's, I think... before then I'd spend, all day just sitting in my room playing, and trying to write songs. And I think that
it can be a very solitary experience,
but it's almost
like you have to get with other people to make something really special.
But I think that you gotta get tempered by the road in a lot of ways. I think that, playing out and playing in front of people is the, that's the best rehearsal in the world. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I think that the best bands I know, the best performers I know are the people that are out there, you know, just really hitting it hard and playing in front of people all the time. And sure. you can tell, you know, you can tell.
Joshua Davis, our guest here on Live Music Friday. He will be performing tonight at MSU's Wharton Center after his extraordinary run on The Voice. From our perspective, Joshua, it's easy to assume some profound change has taken place because of your exposure on this TV program. Has it? Is there a life before The Voice and a life after The Voice?
You know, my career leading up to The Voice was incredible. You know, I was making a living as a musician, which doing something that I love, which I feel really, really grateful for. I've always felt incredibly grateful for. My family, you know, has always been a huge support in that respect. And the community, you know, especially here in Michigan and in the Midwest, has been an incredible support all over these 15 years. The television show has been really interesting. It was an interesting adventure. It was an incredible learning experience. And yeah, the exposure is amazing. And I think that I'm still kind of navigating this new, you know, this new world, and the, yeah. the transition is really interesting. And so, day by day here, we're finding out what it means and what the next few months and few years are going to look like. And it's exciting.
You've heard from labels. You're talking to people. You're getting phone calls. What?
Yeah, lots of things are rolling in. Lots of connections. Lots of really supportive people. Wonderful people that have. That saw me on the program felt like what I was doing was unique and it was kind of a different voice to be hearing on national television so there's been a lot of contact.
Would you say you are reassessing your career right now? It sounds as if you are. It sounds like things have changed enough that you are just kind of you're seeing your future through a different lens than maybe you were before. Is it fair to say that?
Oh, that's absolutely fair to say. I think that you know, there's a lot that has changed. There's a lot more opportunities, I believe, that are open now. But the key, in my opinion, is to kind of maintain the integrity and maintain the kind of focus on kind of championing the music scene that we have here in Michigan, because it is a unique and it's an incredible music scene, and to represent that on a national basis and on national television, especially, it was a great honor for me. And so, that's really important to me. You know, moving forward is to take all these opportunities and to move into this kind of new realm, but also to be maintaining what I've been doing for so many years, and to be championing the community that we have here.
We did hear from some current state listeners here who have some questions. Pat in Hazlitt, who says he will be in the front row tonight at Wharton. So say hi to Pat.
Hey, Pat.
While you're there.
We'll see you tonight.
Pat, wherever you are, thank you. He loves your songs. He loves the poetic quality to your songs. And he loves, in particular, the track Waiting for the Dove. And he seems to think that it resembles Leonard Cohen's music an awful lot. He wanted to know, are you a fan of Leonard Cohen's?
Yeah, that's a huge compliment. I am a huge Leonard Cohen fan. I think that, I have a long list of songwriters that are some of my favorites that I grab a lot of inspiration from, and he's definitely around the top of the list.
Did you have to work hard to persuade the folks at The Voice to let you perform your own songs, or did you get pressure to perform Stevie Wonder songs or whatever the case may be?
It was a constant battle. It's that's the big thing on the show is song choice, and I think that that's there's kind of two different realms there. And for me, a lot of people are interested in winning and in being there to win. And I never went into the show thinking that I would win the show, and it wasn't ever something that was on my mind. The thing that I What was always on my mind was kind of maintaining integrity and doing what I do and not going too far from what I've developed over these 15 years. And I think that the times that I did stray too far from that are the times that I didn't do so well on the show. So it kind of showed that if I'm myself, then that's what people respond to. And to play the Working Man's Hymn, to play my original song on the show, was that was the biggest battle of the show. It was really, really difficult to convince them that that was a good decision. And for me, that was the big win. When they caved and they said, okay, you can do it, that was the big win for me. And everything else is, you know, is secondary. But that was the number one.
Tom in Delhi Township, do you ever, I mean, he also comments on how poetic the words to your songs are. Do you ever write poetry just for its own sake, or does everything that you write in terms of words manage to find its way into a song?
No, it's all lyrics. You know, I think there's very few people that can bridge that gap between poetry and lyric writing. Leonard Cohen's one of them. My wife is a poet, and she's a great writer, and she's taught me a lot about poetry and about kind of economy of words and about editing and really working hard on your craft. And that's something that, so yeah, there's aspects of poetry that I use in my craft and when I'm writing, the kind of craft of songwriting and the craft of poetry, are similar in that stage, but the content I think is quite a bit different.
Our Live Music Friday guest today, Joshua Davis, fresh from his lengthy run on TV's The Voice. Tonight you can see him at the Wharton Center. Tonight's concert is a benefit for an organization you co-founded called On Stage for Kids. Tell us about that.
On Stage for Kids has been a great organization. It's only a couple years old now, and basically what we do is we find, you know, school districts, and we partner with their music programs, existing music programs. If they don't have music programs, then we basically try to, we come in with you know, a trio, say, of performing musicians that have made this their calling, have made this their careers, music, and we play for the kids and we tell our stories about how music has affected us and what it's like to have a career in music and how music affects lots of different parts of our lives and how it affects the way we think and feel and how we express ourselves in that way. We talk about community, and it's really a wonderful program. It's been really successful, and you know, there is such in my mind, music education is so, so very important, and there's less and less funding for music education in our schools here in Michigan and around the country. And so, you know, every time we go in and we partner with a music program in a school, and we say this is a wonderful thing, you know, and try to generate excitement for that music program in the community and with the students, I think it's really important. It's been a wonderful, wonderful thing.
You're reuniting with a lot of old mates here tonight at the Wharton Center. I still can't get over it. This is your first performance at the Wharton Center. I can't get past that. What'd you study here at Michigan State?
I studied theater.
Theater?
Yeah, I was a theater student.
Degree in theater. Michigan State University. Interesting. Well, Josh, we can't thank you enough for starting your day, considering you end your day with a performance at the Wharton Center, your first ever. Joshua Davis has been our Live Music Friday guest here. We followed him, of course, from start to finish this season on NBC TV's The Voice. We're going to have Joshua play us out after I remind you that on Monday, on Current State, we'll look back on the environmental issues that made the news in June with our Great Lakes Month in Review. Plus, if you're interested in taking up painting, Paint Night is coming to a location near you. And Current State Scott Pohl went to a local tavern, to take part in Paint Night. And we'll find out more about what's going on there. That and more Monday here on Current State. Thanks again to Joshua Davis. What are we going to hear as you play us out?
I'll play an older song. This is this song that I wrote called The Midnight Ghost.
Midnight Ghost, Joshua Davis, Break a Leg. We'll have you back hopefully someday.
Thanks so much for having me.
Jump that train, babe, take the midnight ride. I'm gonna jump that train, take the midnight ride. Jump that train, take the midnight ride. I ain't gonna leave here without you by my side. Pebbles at your window, rapping upon your gate. Pebbles at your window, rapping upon your gate. Pebbles at your window, I'm rapping upon your gate. Through your screen door wide, I got no time to wait. couple $100. I got a brand new Stetson hat. I got a couple $100 and a brand new Stetson. Couple $100 and a brand new Stetson hat. I'm leaving this country, baby, what you think about that? Train yards are empty, locomotives are rolling slow. Train yards are empty, locomotives are rolling slow. Train yards are empty, locomotives are rolling slow. That midnight ghost all the way to Mexico. Yeah. Train me, take me.